This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July 14. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. It says there, "This salvation was something the prophets did not fully understand. Though they wrote about it, they had many questions as to what it all could mean." End of quote. In yesterday's insight, we studied the origin, implementation, and culmination of the salvation God planned in the eternity past, even before He created the earth and the heavens. We studied yesterday, God chose a group of people and set them apart in His foreknowledge and predestined them to receive salvation in time by the convincing work of the Holy Spirit as God's agent, resulting from what Jesus Christ would do to fulfill the eternal plan. You see, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit are all involved in the salvation of humankind. We also learned the salvation God sent results in us these benefits: the new birth into God's family as His children, a living hope in contrast to a dead hope, inheritance in heaven that are incorruptible, imperishable, and never fade away, and an inexpressible joy and rejoicing of eternal life. And today's insight says, the people who lived in the Old Testament time knew about this God's marvelous eternal plan to save people from their sins and the resultant wrath and judgment of God. The salvation of people that God had planned is the main subject of the Old Testament part of the scriptures called the Bible. It began with God's promise given to our first parents upon their original rebelliousness and sin. And that promise is recorded in Genesis 3:15 that says, "The seed of the woman will crush the head of the devil, and he will in turn strike the heel of the woman's seed." Now, who is this expected seed of the woman who would crush the head of the devil and consequently be struck on the heel? Who you think it is? There are numerous other prophecies about the future fulfillment of this original promise in the subsequent pages and books of the Bible in the Old Testament scriptures. You see, the prophets of the Old Testament period searched and searched to understand the details about that promise and the subsequent promises God made in the Old Testament scriptures. However, they did not fully understand. They wrote about it because the Holy Spirit of God illuminated their heart to remind and record people about God's promise. Verse 11 says, they wondered what the Spirit of Christ was talking inside them because the Holy Spirit told them to write down about it. The Holy Spirit of God revealed them about the suffering of the Messiah, the seed of the woman, and His great glory afterward, for example, Isaiah 53. They wondered when and how all this would happen, and they were unable to put the puzzle together. They were also told by the Spirit of Christ that these things would not happen during their lifetime. These events would happen only later years. At last, the good news of the fulfillment of God's promise is announced to all of us. The good news of the gospel that Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection is the fulfillment of God's promise given in the Old Testament scriptures for humanity's deliverance was preached to us in the power of heaven. Peter says in chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, that you were redeemed not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, because He was sent as God's Lamb without defect or blemish. Verse 20 says, Jesus was chosen before the foundation of the world for the work of our salvation. Even though God promised Him the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, and His work in the Old Testament time, and the prophets searched about the promise and they all wrote about it. However, Jesus was revealed only at the end of the time, and God raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory for accomplishing salvation for you and I. Now God sends His agent, the Holy Spirit, to speak to the people about the person and the work of Jesus Christ for their salvation. You see, the latter part of verse 13 says, that the fulfillment of the promise of people's salvation in Jesus Christ was so wonderful that even the angels in heaven are desirous and eager to look into it. Bible elsewhere in Hebrews 1:14 says who the angels are. They are the spirit sent to serve those who are going to receive salvation. You see, the angels are not only excited about God's eternal plan of humanity's salvation, and they are desirous and eager to look into it, but are also sent by God to serve you and me who would receive God's salvation. Hebrew writer in the book of Hebrews calls the promise of salvation that is revealed, fulfilled, and completed in the person of Jesus Christ this way. He says, "So great is salvation. It is so precious and magnificent that he asks, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" Hebrews 2:3. The question demands an answer from us. The answer to be answered is this: if we neglect so great a salvation announced to us by God, we will never escape from God's judgment on sins. Simply, there is no other way to escape God's judgment. Beloved, let us praise and thank God for the promise, fulfillment, and the revelation of so great a salvation in the person and work of Jesus Christ. According to God's promise in the scriptures, the good news is that Jesus was sent for our salvation. And he died, buried, and victoriously rose again to save us permanently from our sins. If we turn to him and accept the salvation freely offered to us today. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you promised salvation, the forgiveness of my sins, and eternal life. And you faithfully fulfilled all these promises in the person and work of Jesus Christ. I know you are calling people to come to Jesus for salvation by the agency work of your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now I come and accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.